Monday, February the 24th, 1997.
Good for your presence once again. And our love welcomes you. Good evening to you.
A little, and I say to you, that you bring with you also is what you call free will. Mm-hmm. In that respect, I would say to you of other people who I know say that you, I believe, some would say spiritualists, I would rather stay away for many titles, but I know this is a term used by many.
Mm-hmm.
I say this to you. Allow those people who call you simple, gullible beings, allow them their own pathway. Again, we return, dear friends, to not judging others. Allow them their way of thinking. After all, that is what they have chosen, and they must come to truth in their own time.
Of course.
Do not be angry with them, but be sad if you must use any emotion at all. Be sad that they are so long in coming home to the truth.
We understand.
You understand.
Yes.
We know life is not easy because, after all, we who know and understand the truth are still in the minority in your world. I think you would agree with
me. Yes, we would agree with that.
But we are growing. We are growing all of the time. Your earth is coming to a time of change. Your earth is coming to a time not only of change, but of revolution of thought. It is coming, but to you, dear friends, it may seem very slow.
Yes, it does seem to us, of course, that we're beginning to realize that patience is the essential virtue.
When you see how many of your earthly years have existed, then you must understand that progress takes time.
Of course.
Although on our side of life it is nothing.
No.
As far as all of eternity goes. So, dear friends, I say to you, smile upon those who would disagree with your knowledge and your understanding, and offer a thought for them. Let us return to that word once more, thought. Use it wisely. Use it daily or good. Use it when you can utilize it for the very best in your work.
Yes, I think you have already taught us the importance of using thought in that way.
I do not apologize for constantly returning to it.
No, I would quite understand.
Because different it is what I have come to teach you.
Yes, indeed.
And if only but one person here comes to know and understand the true meaning of thought, then indeed my task here would have been fulfilled.
I think we shall all be able to satisfy your wish in that respect after what you have told us. Said that the heart is not the pumping agent as commonly supposed. The article explained that blood is seen to be flowing through an embryo even before the heart is properly formed or even beginning to beat. And the article went on to suggest that the heart is merely a vehicle for attracting energy from the universe, and it is that energy which is responsible for the flow of blood through the veins and arteries and capillaries of the body.
Let me respond to the subject you speak about. I have explained briefly to you that you consist of one energy.
Mm-hmm.
All nature on earth is one energy in differing forms. Of course, we must look at humankind, because that is the subject you have broached. When a child is conceived, when the soul decides to leave our world, to join in your world as another human being, then that energy already exists. What you term the fetus, and again we return to the subject most rife in your world of abortion. When you speak of that fetus, you are speaking of the very energy of life. Before the heart is formed, before the limbs are formed, there flows that vital energy. So you see, the heart cannot be the most important vehicle within the body.
Yes, I understand.
The energy already exists within that fetus.
So the article is correct in that assumption, then?
I would say mostly correct. I will send someone to you who will elaborate more on the way energy is used in the human body.
That would be very interesting.
There are so many topics that you need to elaborate upon.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I will say, of course, the heart is a pump in the sense that you would understand it, for the blood to flow around the physical being. But it is only part of the energy being brought to the body by the energy of life. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Yes, because the article was quite concise in its elaboration of the reasons for what was said, and one couldn't really argue against what was said.
Without the understanding, forgive me, without the understanding of the life force, which after all is pure energy, then the human composition cannot be understood.
No.
After all, flesh and blood is used only as that outer skin, as the vehicle. I know you understand
this.
So, it has to be known that the life force is always there, and it is that part which will continue forward when the physical being dies away.
Thank you very much indeed.
Is that helpful to you for this time?
Yes, it is. And we look forward to somebody else who might come to elaborate in the future.
Energy must be spoken about. And when I feel that the time is ripe for you all, then someone with greater extended knowledge will come to you.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Something else we should look forward to.
Did I not tell you that many concepts in your world are being disputed?
Yes, you did.
That many ideas, much knowledge has been put forward wrongfully. But now that the time has come for truth to emerge, then the time is ripe for all understanding of the human life, the human potential, to be looked into more deeply, so that man can begin to understand in the very beginnings.
Thank you very much indeed for that. It certainly becomes more and more interesting for us. Every meeting, I would say, increases our knowledge and our anticipation of further knowledge.
There is so much you cannot know, but our intentions are that the planet Earth must now grow. now come forward into that greater light. I use the term because I think that is what you will understand.
Yes, we do.
Because it is time for this planet to take its rightful place within the universe, within that cosmic energy field, which is ever moving, ever flowing, full of love, full of divine energy.
With you. God bless you.